Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 20th of October. Starting off with Bushveld Minerals, where we've not only broken that late September neckline resistance at 12.5 pence, we've also broken the 50-day moving average on an end-of-day close basis, and above that at 12.34, looking for further gains. Best case scenario here, hopefully by as soon as the end of next month, would be a move towards the top of that April broadening triangle, currently pointing as high as 21 pence. Onto a stock which basically broke a trend line yesterday, Cobra Resources, made good progress today. The trend line there at 2.8 pence, that's the March resistance line, so breaking that triangle, sorry, the May resistance line, breaking that triangle from then. As far as the target is concerned, while we hold above 2.8 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit that February resistance line projection, currently pointing as high as 6.75 pence, and hopefully that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only really back below the 50-day line at 2.37 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Going on to a stock which makes periodic appearances here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, Clontarf Energy. The excitement here provided by the break, I suppose, on the close yesterday of that extended, rather narrow falling wedge pattern. That's breaking the 0.39 pence level. While we hold above that, looking for the top of the May triangle at 0.8 pence, and ideally we get a nice end of day close above the 50-day moving average at 0.43 pence today to seal the deal as far as a potential lasting recovery for the stock is concerned. On to i3 Energy, which covered, I think, a couple of weeks back on a break that the shares made from the lows. We had a bear trap, a brief bear trap below 4 pence for the opening couple of sessions of October. But since then, looks like support's been established at and just below the 20-day moving average at 4.1 pence and also the floor of this trend channel from May. So while there's no end-of-day close back below 4 pence, we're looking for higher prices, at least to retest that 5 pence initial peak for October. But above that, the 1 to 2 month target here as high as 8 or 9 pence at the May resistance line projection at the top of the channel. If you're looking for a near-term trigger, though, wait for an end-of-day close above the August resistance line there at 4.5 pence. On to N4 Pharma, which I know has its has plenty of fans on Twitter and beyond. Here we've got a situation where we had one break of a trend line there around 6 pence earlier this month, and a second break around 6.5 pence. While we're above that broken October resistance line, looking for higher prices, obviously to at least retest the 50-day moving average at 8.44 pence, but it would promise that while we're above that 6.5 pence zone, we could retest the August resistance at 16 pence, hopefully well before the end of this year. Big news for Open Orphan today in terms of the government contract worth up to £40 million if everything goes correctly. Still in the same technical boat here, charting boat, above 25 pence, looking for 40 pence, which is a line of resistance from March this year. Peak so far 32.5, which is not bad anyway, but hopefully support coming in towards the 25 pence area ahead of a move to 40 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Onto a stock which has exceeded expectations in the near term. We had a target up to 14 pence at the top of the August triangle from last year. Nearly hit that yesterday, 13.97 pence the high. Currently looking for a possible new leg to the upside, perhaps towards 21 pence level. We already peaked around 19.9 pence today. But while we're above 14, looking for 21 there on Panthera Resources. Next up, another stock which is blown the lights out, and that is Remote Monitored Systems. Previously we were looking for 0.7 to 0.8 pence on a break of, while the shares remained above the 0.35 pence area, which that's been achieved. We then had that sort of a dive for support towards the 30-day moving average. But the current view is that at least while if we can get an end-of-day close above 0.79 pence today, and we remain above that area, then the next target here could be as high as the July 2019 resistance line projection at 1.1 pence, hopefully over the next 2 to 4 weeks. This stage only really back below the 20-day average at 0.63, really delaying the upside scenario. On to a stock which has been tough for the bulls of late, but looks like it might finally be coming up with the goods. Here we've got Trafalgar Property. Shares really been in this extended triangle formation since the beginning of July, gapping up and then filling the gap, but not falling below the gap support, and also largely remaining above the 200-day moving average at 0.14. End of day close above 0.18 now is what we're looking for. Hopefully that will finally give us the 0.3 pence plus target, and perhaps even up to 0.4 pence that we've been looking for since the July consolidation began. But the bull argument still very much in force while we hold above that 200-day line on an end-of-day close basis at 0.13. Just three stocks to go now. The first one, a relatively new name in the near term. And here we've got Valeura Energy. The excitement here provided by the gap the shares are made through the 50 and 200-day moving averages. The view is that while we're above the 50-day line at 19.8 pence, we could hit the top of that April triangle, currently pointing at 28 or 29 pence over the next few weeks. Probably not wise to ask what the spread is on the shares, but that is at least the technical pattern that we have set up at the moment. Company which apparently joined the COVID bandwagon today is Vela Technologies. Here we've gapped up through the 200-day moving average at 0.07, and while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, hopefully able to retest recent highs through 0.1 pence. Obviously the big target here, while we hold above 0.06, is up to retesting that spike that we had in September at 0.18. Hopefully that could happen by the end of this year. Just following up with a bit of a lap of honor for Wishbone Gold. Shares, basically, in the latest phase, shares broke out of that 0.3-0.5 pence triangle. We had a very strong candle there following that start October. And even though it's been slightly volatile, testing old resistance as new support, shares look to be on their way with the latest gap as well on stake building in the company. The target here is what it was or has been for a while, which is up to 12 pence, which is a line of resistance from June last year. And hopefully that will be hit by the end of next month, as long as we hold above the 5 to 6 pence trading zone. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.